I said yesterday, I've written about it in the Daily Telegraph today, I really think the government needs to take a look at some sort of inquiry into the tipper and dog industry, because they are creating all sorts of problems. And I'm not talking about the bulk of the tipper and dog industry who battle their way through it. And I think they're just as concerned, judging by the email traffic that I get here, about the infiltration of the industry by undesirables. Now, you recall I got a call from Mark, who told me a tipper and dog, and the trailer, the dog was swinging out of control while driving through the Blue Mountains. This was on Bell's Line of Road. Mark told me the truck and dog were swinging wildly while travelling along Bell's Line of Road, taking out various markers and hitting traffic poles. I was speaking to the New South Wales Police Traffic Highway Patrol Chief Inspector Phil Brooks at the time about the speeding truck in St Mary's, and I'll get to that in a moment. He got onto it straight away. Luckily, Mark managed to get the licence plate of the truck. We passed it on to police and the RMS. Well, 20 minutes later, after I'd gone off air, both police and RMS had caught up with the truck. They actually stopped the truck at the Mount Boy Safety Station. The truck was subject to a full and detailed mechanical inspection for roadworthiness. We'll get an update from the RMS on that. Now, back to St Mary's. This truck and dog that's caught on camera, on a dash camera, dangerously speeding and swerving and breaking through traffic on the Great Western Highway at St Mary's. A video of the truck weaving through traffic and almost sideswapping cars is on the Facebook page, the Ray Hadley Facebook page, at 2gb.com and 4bc.com.au. It's been viewed by over 1 million people, I'm told. I spoke to the New South Wales Police Highway Traffic Patrol Chief Inspector Phil Brooks yesterday, who told me the truck's owner had taken the truck to the RMS at Wetherill Park as directed by police. However, he didn't bring the dog with him. Just the truck, just the tipper. The vehicle was found by the roads and maritime officers to have a number of mechanical defects. Now, there's a bit of a problem here. The driver of the truck still hasn't been located, and there are reports he's either fled in the state or gone back to his native Lebanon. After I came off air, I got a number of phone calls and emails from people in the area that tell me they know the bloke, and they described him as a cowboy who needs to be drummed out of the industry. Well, at the moment, he might be drummed out because the coppers are looking for him. But then I got some calls and emails from other truckies, and these are the reasonable drivers of the tippers and dogs. They'd seen that truck being repaired and a mechanic's at Chipping Norton on Tuesday, a day before the RMS inspected the vehicle. Well, I'd say, given the RMS found a number of mechanical defects, the mechanic didn't quite do everything he needed to do. So we passed the name of the business on to police. They're investigating those claims and they'll take it up with the owner. He was supposed to bring the truck in the condition it was in to the RMS inspection. He didn't do that, and police are greatly concerned that he may have had it, and they want to know where the dog is now, and they haven't been told where it is either. But back to what I said originally. The New South Wales government, I think about 20 years ago, had a really big inquiry into the tow truck industry, and they cleaned it up for all intents and purposes, and it needed cleaning up. Well, I'm telling you now, I'm telling the Minister, Michelle Pavey, Melissa Pavey, I should say, Melinda Pavey, and Melinda Pavey and the Police Minister, Troy Grant, who I'll be seeing later today, actually, that they need to start thinking about an investigation into this industry. And that comes from within. There are suggestions of standover tactics for contracts. There are suggestions the industry's been taken over by undesirables, and people who earn a decent living out of it and are decent law-abiding citizens are scared, and they shouldn't be scared in operating their own business. As a result, I think the New South Wales government needs to appoint someone with special powers to question people about what's going on in that industry. And the other thing, Stuart Ayres, the minister responsible, needs to have a look at WestConnex, where many of these trucks are operating. And not with best practices, Stuart Ayres, I can tell you.